Devin Booker, day 14 of 500. Just not feeling it. I had a sleepless night. I feel like it. It was like 6.5 hours, but I woke up with a clenched jaw, bite pain on my tongue and cheeks, sore from what I imagine was grinding my teeth. I'm groggy. I can't focus. And I'm worried. Without getting into details, my grandmother, she was rushed to the hospital a couple nights back, and things aren't looking good. I don't have a way of reaching her. I sent a text last night, though. I know she didn't get it. But just to tell her that I love her. And that I wish we talked more. Thing is, and I hate to say this, but I don't know if she'll get it. And it kills me. My words might be too little too late. It's a thing with me. I kind of suck at staying in touch with people. I don't know why. It's not that I'm too busy or too in my head. Those are excuses that I tell myself, yet I couldn't tell you what it actually is. I can take guesses. Perhaps it's related to social anxiety. Perhaps it's related to moving around as a kid and having to lose and start new relationships until I eventually stop caring to try. Perhaps it's something else entirely. I don't know. It's almost like I forget about people if I'm not directly interacting with them. It feels really crummy to say that, but I don't really know how else to put it. I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say that a bit of it is related to my worry that people don't really care to stay in contact with me or to hear from me anyway. So, I mean, it's all good, right? I'm working on it. But I have to say that aside from setting reminders on my phone, which seems highly impersonal, fake, and disingenuous, I don't know what to do about this character flaw. As I say all this, I know that none of this fits the idea of becoming 500 days happier, so I'm going to try to switch gears to something more positive. I'm also on day 14 of exercise, noticing some positive physical changes, so that's good. I'm also finding that I'm naturally just becoming more grateful for things. So, with that being said, here are four more little gratitudes. Number 53, sleep. I know it seems like a cop-out, but with the level of tired that I am today, oh my god, sleep sounds like the most precious thing in the world. Number 54, Headspace, the app. I love it. I use it multiple times a day, usually. It's great. Number 55, it's an app called I Am. Get these positive affirmation phone notifications all day. And at first, I kind of thought it was silly, but I've actually come to genuinely appreciate and look forward to them. Number 56, hoarfrost. It's just so pretty. It makes everything look like crystals or rock candy. And we've had so much of it lately. It's just kind of like actual winter magic. More tomorrow.